Little Hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Everything Action Cast for the week of March 14th, 2011. I'm your host, Zach, and joining me this week is the whole gang. We have Chris.
Can you dig it?
Brian. That doesn't sound very good. And Joe.
What you gonna
do? Was that Joe?
That was really good.
Yeah.
I said, what you gonna do, brother?
Oh, yeah. I actually sent Brian, like, a picture of the Macho Man action figure that I saw at Kmart today.
Fucking beautiful. Wait, you saw a Macho Man figure at Kmart?
Yeah.
Did you time travel?
No, they made a new, like, defining moments figure.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant one of those old school, like...
like the giant arms, like, they look like an orangutan. It was right next to, like, the Jake the Snake doll and stuff.
Each other and then falling awkwardly. How we played with action figures in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't it come with a ring, or did it? It was.
They had a ring.
I had most of those rings, honestly.
Wow. So we are off track, right?
Anywho,
right from the get go. It's gonna be a good show. So we got tons of stuff to talk about. We're gonna talk about alien invasion movies because Battle LA was last weekend and Paul was this weekend. So like. Alien movies are making a big comeback. And a bunch of Nickelodeon news, including bringing back a bunch of old shows. And also the big Super 8 trailer, like the full trailer. So we'll express our, apathy for it. Or not, maybe. So why don't we get into the show and tell? So why don't we start with Chris? What did you watch over the last week, if anything?
Well, I did watch something
okay.
That I feel kind of bad about watching. It wasn't anything too bad, but it was Jennifer's Body.
Okay. I heard that was awful.
It was not like... It was only entertaining because just the idea of watching a movie based on how hot Megan Fox is supposedly be is like... It's like a MTV... Like, that went on way too long. And I did a little research about the movie. Apparently, like, the writers of Juno...
Yeah.
Like, they wanted to make, like, a horror movie. So, I don't know. They sat around and did a lot of drugs. They're like, we should get Megan Fox. And that was the whole plot. Choppy, like, storytelling of a horror movie I've ever seen... band, this like up and coming indie band, so they sacrifice like supposedly a virgin, which turns out to be Megan Fox, to just like the devil. They just like kill her, and she becomes like, because she lied about being a virgin, like for a virgin sacrifice, she becomes like a super like demon woman.
Mm-hmm.
And all she has to do is like eat people to like, you know, not become, like, sick or something. Like, they don't really explain a lot. And thank God, because imagine if this fucking, like, the writers of Juno had explained, like, demonic, I just...
It'd be like Exorcist 2 or something. Like, tell the name of the demon and everything.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, the more... Are you doing damage to, like, my head already? Like, I don't need, like, some, like, Wikipedia, like, entry... plot detail of what, like, the devil wants to do with humans. I'm just like, all right, I'll let it go. But, like, there's certain scenes where it just flat out is, like, laughable because it's, like, no one bothered to, like check the script for, like, coherent. Well, I feel like the actors didn't – it just felt like, oh, okay, act emotional. Like, I am scared. Are you scared? What is that noise? Like, it was pretty fucking bad when I'm laughing at Megan Fox is getting stabbed and all these band members are singing that song, Jennifer, I Got Your Number, and they're singing the fucking song, 8675309.
Oh my
they're stabbing Megan Fox. I'm just like, I've never seen a movie this stupid. Like, what kind of pussy generation am I going to see? Like, old school horror movies like Evil Dead and like Friday the 13th. This was like nothing in that kind of grand scale. Like, don't wonder this movie did so terrible. But, again, the whole plot was just like, look at this hot girl, Megan Fox. Would you want to be with her? It's like, you know, what if she was a man-eater? Like, well, help that it's still haunting me from Jonah Hex. Hex is just like, what other... And the sad point is, Megan Fox's acting has not improved since I've seen her in Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, which I didn't really want to watch. It was just on Disney. But it was the same fucking acting when she was, like, that young to now. She's all the time, and she's just not caring. Do you guys ever predict if she's ever going to be, like, an Oscar Award nominee, like, Megan Fox is in The Black Swan 2?
I don't see that happening.
But that's how, like, zany that, like, it could be, you know, like...
Well, 3 Six Mafia did win, so...
That's true. So, yeah, that's what I did. And then for punishment, I didn't watch anything else. Like, I think I did enough damage by watching...
You have to let your brain rest.
Oh, I don't need this anymore.
Okay, so, what about you, Brian? You haven't been on in a while. What have you been watching?
Just one thing, and that is the movie Salt with Angelina Jolie. And that movie requires such a suspense that it pretty much negates. And I say that because... claim that Evelyn Salt, Angelina Jolie's character, is a Russian spy, and then turns out to be true. Movie to go. And then, so you're like, okay, this is ridiculous. And then they go over, like, the secret plot that one guy hatched during the Cold War, and like, okay, that's also ridiculous. And it just gets dumber and dumber as it goes along, to, like, the final scene in like the bunker where they reveal the final twists. And then at that point, you just don't really care. And it's like not even shocking. So it just the wad in the first 10 to 20 minutes of the movie, there's just nothing left. And the movie just seems like one continuous chase scene, like one chase scene after another, which is pretty fun to watch at first, but then it just gets really old and boring. And I don't know, it felt like a waste of my time. And you know, Angelina Jolie, you know, she's good in drama. Greater films, you can have your own opinions on. But it just.
Didn't she dye her hair at some point? And
that yeah. Was yeah, she... And, yeah. And then she pretends to be a guy later on as a disguise. And just, if I would have saw this in theaters, I would have been like, wow, I should have spent my money somewhere else. But I got it from Redbox, so it wasn't as bad.
You're here.
So that's all you've been watching, Brian?
Yeah, that's it. I got Justified, but I haven't gotten around to...
Okay, so, Joe, how about you? What have you been watching?
Well, I just finished season 3 of Mad Men, Better Late Than Never.
Well done, sir.
My life. I think this was definitely my favorite season so far. I'd say that Mad Men is a brave and very effective example of a story-driven show. If you really watching it and sticking with it, even season one and two, because it seems like, you know, on a tell is just starting to come into focus, and that season one and two were clearly build up for what's to come, and I hear that season four only gets better.
Yep.
So I'm very excited. I know that's coming out later this month, and I can't wait to see that. On the movie scene, I actually saw Due Date, and you know, I wasn't disappointed with it. I mean, it did have some really funny moments. I think my expectations for it were a little bit too high, and for no particular at Galif, but I do, you know, very funny in The Hangover, and he can be very funny. It's just with me, my personal taste, it's a coin toss. With him, it's like, you know, 50-50. It's either funny or falls flat on its face. Case in point, Saturday Night Live this past Saturday. So, yes, other than, you know, my expectations being a little bit too high, I think it was a great sort of 80s-esque spring comedy. Those anymore. I think the last, I guess, good one happened to be a buddy cop movie, and in my and arguably the second Rush Hour. So, you know, I was a fan, but overall it wasn't as good as I was hoping it was going to be, but there were some good moments.
I really thought
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris, what were you going to say?
I was going to say Due Date was just a remake of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, to a certain extent. I thought, if I could just say one thing about it, I thought Jamie Foxx's character was just so weird. I'm not really sure what the point of including him was. Like, I feel like there was more that was cut out. Because, like, it's really bizarre. You know, he's only in for about 10 minutes total. And, like, they start to go down this kind of dark, like, you know, deep kind of... and in the end, you know, and if you've seen it, like, you know what I'm talking about, but I don't really want to, like, spoil it for anyone. A lot of work to put into, like, building that storyline just to have it, like, vanish or just come back for that one part. So, I don't know. Other than that, I don't really have any, you know, gripes.
Mm. Yeah, I thought Jamie Foxx's character was a bit weird as well.
Yeah, I mean, it just... I don't know. I mean, I, from the commercials, it looked like he was going to provide, like, you know, just another comic relief sort of thing. You know, but he seemed to be sort of like the dark aspect of the movie.
So it seemed like it should be a cameo instead of, like, some sort of important part.
Yeah.
Like, if that happens, then he should be, like, the trailer. Like, that ruins the cameo thing.
I guess. You know what? It would have been, like, what would be a good way to... Okay, you know what? It would be, like, if they showed all cameos for The Hangover 2. You know? Or, like, if they had shown Will Ferrell's cameo in the trailer for Wedding Crashers. Like,
right.
There are certain things where it's a much bigger payoff when you keep it under wraps. Like, I know personally, I would have been much more surprised to see, like, Jamie Foxx pull up in the truck in that scene than to, like, know what's coming, giggity, and be, like, figure into this whole mess. But, yeah, it's weird because it was only an hour and, like, 35 or 36 minutes, but it seemed much longer. I don't know why. Like, and it didn't really... Good grief. It was an ordeal near the end. I was like, okay, let's wrap this up. It's how they go from, like, the Grand Canyon to, like, it's in the nick of time. Yeah, I was like, okay. Gotta suspend disbelief. But, you know, I would recommend seeing it. Just knock down your expectations a little bit. Don't be like me.
Promised land of comedy.
So that's pretty much all you've been watching, Joe?
Yeah, that's it. I'm just waiting for them to throw up season 2, episode 1 of Justify.
Wasn't that supposed to be up, like, Friday or something?
I think so, but I'm lazy and stupid, so I forgot to go watch. But I've got, like, every episode from this season except the first episode saved on my DVR. I'm like,
jeez.
I know, it's fucking...
Man, you gotta catch up, because, like, last episode, like, Raylan, like, tasered a guy in the balls, and it was awesome, so...
Oh, man, come on. I want to see ball tasering.
Then he had a witty remark afterwards, too, so... Like he always does.
I'll bet he did that really. And it's so terrible, too, because, like, I know I'm going to wind up watching them all in one day, and then for, like, the next 2 days, I'm just going to be talking like Raylan. You know?
Paul.
John. Because like, that's what I did with season 1. I watched all of it in, like, 2 days. And, like, I found myself... I guess we have our... I'm like, fuck, why am I speaking like that?
What are you doing over there, bored? So that's pretty much all you've been watching, Joe?
Yes, that is all I have been watching.
Okay. So I watched a bunch of stuff this week. I actually got to use some of my free movie passes that I get from work. So I saw Rango, which was fantastic.
It's really?
Yes, it was pretty awesome. There's lots, like, definitely not, like, they're playing as a kids movie, but there's, like, lots of, like crazy, like, jokes that kids will not get at all. Like, it's a Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas joke. Or, like, a reference.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, Ebert gave it 4 stars, and he said he really liked it.
Yeah, it was really great.
He hates everything.
It was, like, just, like, an homage to, like, pretty much every Western you've ever seen. With, like, crazy animal characters.
Excellent.
Yeah, and, like, it was actually... They're not really saying this, but it was ILM's first, like, full-length animated movie that they've done.
Nice.
So it looked amazing, and then, like, all the characters, like, each character had, like, a really, like, unique quality about them, and it looked, like, pretty, kind of realistic, and, like, there was, like, there was, like, a Confederate soldier bird that had, like, an arrow through his eye and stuff, and, like, the town doctor was, like, this rabbit, this drunk rabbit with, like, one ear. So, like, a bunch of quirky characters, and then, great score by Hans Zimmer, and then, like, on top of that, there's also, like, this ever-present mariachi band that, like, narrates the entire story. And then there's also, like, great voice work from, like, of course, Johnny Depp, but, like, also, like, Ned Beatty back doing, like, a seemingly nice villain. And an amazing, like, we were speaking of Justified earlier, Timothy Oliphant, amazing cameo as pretty much Clint Eastwood.
Nice.
Well.
He's actually the spirit of the West.
He is the spirit of the West.
In modern times.
Well, I meant Eastwood, but yes, you know.
Yep, so Rango, highly recommend Rango. Like, Pixar and DreamWorks better set their games up this year. Which I don't think they are, because, like, Kung Fu Panda 2 and Cars 2.
Sequel time.
So I wouldn't be surprised to see Rango at, like, Best Animated Feature next year at the Oscars or something, because it was kind of that good. And then I also saw today, I saw the big box office winner, Battle LA.
Interesting.
Which was also great.
Was it now?
It was. Like my only, like, major, like, nitpick, like, I gave it a 4.5 out of 5 on the site. If you go, you can go to everythingaction.com and read my review. But, yeah, my only gripe was, like, all the characters are pretty much, like, all, like, every cliche you could possibly imagine for, like, a war movie. Like, those are the characters. There was, like, the rookie who freaks out because he's gonna die. And there's, like, the badass guy, the wacky guy. The guy who's getting married, the guy who has a pregnant wife at home. So that was cliche. That was pretty, like, that was, like, probably the only negative. But then, like, special effects wise and, like, action wise, it was pretty, like, spectacular. Like, if you want to get ready for summer blockbuster season, this is definitely the movie to go to see. Because there's just, like, constantly amazing just, like, skyline shots of Los Angeles is, like, being blown to shit by giant spaceships and, like, I don't know, if you've seen the trailers, like, that one shot where, like, all the helicopters are flying over, like, L.A., like, heading toward downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And then, on the big screen, you can see like, this, like, from the, like, because the aliens, like, land at the beach, start, like, blowing up the beach. So you can just see, like, this, like, ever-widening, just, like, smoke and fire just, like, inching toward the city. And, yeah, and also a thing I appreciated about Bale LA was, like, that most of the action takes place during the day, too. So you don't get, like, all the, like, the, what everyone, like, most of the action movies these days are, like, falling into the trap of, like, it's at night and they're shaky cam, so you can't see what's going on. This is during the day. It's crystal clear, so. Also, I really like the design of, like, the aliens and stuff. They were, like, these weird, like, biomechanical alien thing. And then they had, like, they're like constantly just like adding new stuff to them. Like they had like, it would just be like the grunts at first. Then you see like the attack ships, and then like they have like a hover tank, and then they have like this like crazy missile launcher. And then it just keeps building and building to like they find like the giant ship that you see in the trailer.
Shit.
And Aaron Eckhart was pretty much like is great. Like he pretty much holds the entire movie together. Even though I'm one day from retirement, guy.
Oh no, really?
Yeah. Well, actually, in the beginning of the movie, like the first 5 minutes of the movie, like he puts in like because he's been in the Marines for like 20 years, so he puts in like for his retirement. But then like, ever get in the trucks? We gotta go evacuate.
Does he ever say, "I'm getting too old for this shit"?
No, he pretty much as soon as like the shit starts happening, he just like buckles down and accepts it and just like. Does what needs to be done.
In true Aaron Eckhart fashion.
Yep.
Rachel! Ah!
Nah! Why are you saving?
Yeah, so I highly recommend either of those if you're going to the box office anytime soon. And then at home, I saw on Netflix, I saw Exit to the Gift Shop, the Oscar-nominated documentary about street art. And that was pretty good. Lots of, like, great – if you want to see, like, a bunch of cool street art. And then it's got, like, a bunch of, like, the big street art people, like –
Banksy?
Well, yeah, Banksy. Of course. I'm trying to think of, like – the guy who made, like, the Andre the Giant, like, image.
Yeah.
And the Obama Hope poster. Yeah. Like, he's a big part in it. And then a bunch – like, Banksy. And then, like – The guy actually like filming it is like this guy named Terry Gupta. He's like this crazy French guy who lives in L.A. I guess he's always filming things. So then he just started like filming his brother Space Invader, like his cousin Space Invader, who's like the street art guy who like goes around putting like, those like mosaic Space Invader signs all over.
Cool.
So he starts filming him, and then he like meets up with a bunch of other people, and then finally he meets Banksy, and then he like starts following Banksy around, like then he starts to make like a documentary. And then eventually, it makes it, like, why don't you go make street art of your own? So, like, he just, like, makes this, like, mass production, like, factory of just, like, manufacturing street art. And he has, like, this, like, giant show in L.A. And then, like, all the other street artists just get, like, pissed off at him. He's, like, he's not a real artist. And there's a bunch of, like, great sequences, like, them, like, climbing up buildings to, like, put street art up and stuff. But I think my favorite one was when Banksy and Terry would go to, like, Disneyland. And Banksy, like, jumps the fence at the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. And, like, puts, like, this, like, 9/11, like, this, like, Guantanamo Bay, like, prisoner on, like, the side of the fence, like, near the track. So they put them, like, Disneyland, like, they shut down the ride. And, like, there's, like, this, like, section-to-section search of Disneyland for, like, whoever put it there. I guess, like, Terry got, like, arrested by the security and stuff. So that's pretty crazy. But then there's, like, the whole thing of, like, is it real or not? And I think it, like, I don't really believe that Terry is, like, a real person because of, like, just, like, if you watch the film movie, you'll have to make your own opinion. But, like, just, like, the things he does and, like, him, like, constantly, like, he's, like, never lets go of the camera and stuff. And just, like, I think he's just, like, a manufacturer of Banksy. But, like, if you want to see some cool street art and stuff, it's worth a look. And then the last thing I watched was I got Memento on Blu-ray from Netflix, so I watched that again.
Good movie.
Yeah, and after watching like a bunch of Christopher Nolan movies, like it's definitely it's less confusing than like the first time you watch it. Yeah, but it's a great movie.
Sure is.
So that's pretty much all I watched last week. So why don't we get to news? And for news, we're gonna kick it off with the big trailer from last week. It's actually before Battle LA. Maybe a bunch of other movies coming up, but the Super 8 trailer, the full 2-minute trailer for Super 8 that the internet creamed their pants over.
God, the internet.
That looks too much like E.T. Too much like E.T.
But like badass, like telekinetic E.T. who blows shit up.
I half expected them to have a scene. Well, there's a scene where he's riding his bike, but
yeah. Like setting Reese's Pieces out.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, Steven Spielberg.
I just can't bring myself to be excited about it. It just doesn't to me, and I think this trailer solidified it. You know, like nothing about it blew me away by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, it doesn't. But I just don't understand what everyone's, like, losing their shit over. You know? Like, especially Ain't It Cool News is like, oh my god. This movie is going to change. Guys.
This is Citizen Kane for a new generation.
Yeah, basically. And I'm like, okay. It's basically like a, you know, E.T. knockoff. And knowing J.J. Abrams, it's probably going to have, like, this giant fucking... Well, it already does have a giant buildup. And it's a retardedly high expectation that it's not going to be able to live up to. And I think it's going to wind up like Cloverfield in the sense that everyone was like, oh, this is going to be awesome. And then they saw it and they were like, it wasn't awful, but really the movie I wanted it to be.
Well, to like understand more of the plot, the viral marketing was more entertaining.
Right. No, well, but there's so much viral marketing going on with this movie, too.
Really?
Yeah, man. There's a fucking ton of it. It's insane. And it's literally the same thing as Cloverfield. Like, it's all these outrageous backstories that are going on for this movie. And I can pretty much guarantee that none of it or the minimal is going to factor into this movie in any way.
I can believe that.
Definitely, like, look into it. Like, go to the, like, wiki page for it. And, like, because I don't really want to get into it. But, like one big example, like, the thing that sort of took the place of, like, Slusho or whatever, or, like, these space commando dudes from the 50s. There was, like, a children's, like, it's fake. It's made up. But, like, it's supposed to be one of those, like, 1950s, like, sci-fi, like, serial type things. Like, those, you know, movies before movies.
Right, like the serial commercial.
Exactly like that. You know, they have all these, like, things online where it's like, oh, join these space commandos. I forget exactly what they're called. And it's like, oh, buy these. And, like, all they're doing all this marketing, and then, like, hidden within that are, like, these documents about, like, you know, extraterrestrials and things like that. And, like, that part seems cool. But I guarantee you that it's not going to factor into the fucking movie. Like, what's going to happen? They might see, like, a poster for these fucking Space Ranger dudes in, like, the kids' room. And the four people that actually played through all of the, like, you know, ARG stuff online are going to be like, whoa, there it is. It was worth it. Like, all the fucking suckers that saw the Dharma Initiative logo in Cloverfield, and they were like, yes, it all makes sense.
The Cloverfield monsters from the island. About?
None of it makes sense. And that's what they're banking on.
The Cloverfield monster is a smoke monster.
Yeah, right? That's not the craziest theory I heard, but yeah, for sure. And with this movie, it just feels like, you know, I don't know, it feels like when we finally do see this alien or, you know, thing or whatever it's going to wind up being, we're going to be like,
what?
Oh, okay. that's...
Thank you.
And then when no one's impressed by that, J.J. Abrams is going to be like, oh, well, it's really a movie about a father and his son. So then why was the nine-month build-up to it about fucking aliens, dick?
I guess it's already, like, a new sight from, like, the trailer. If you, like, freeze, like, the last frame of the trailer or something, you can see a sight.
Yeah, listen, I'm in no way affiliated with them, but I'm not, you know, I'm let's plug here. If you go to massive community of people that, like, break down every single frame of every single thing available, I mean, they're the ones that figured out Scariest Thing I Ever Saw, like, that website, which is what started all the viral marketing. Like, they're really super... Every, like, couple of weeks, I'll check it out just to see, like, you know, if I'm any more excited about what they found. And I'm just not, man. But, you know, definitely check it out, and you'll see what I'm talking about with all this viral marketing stuff. But, yeah, in light of the trailer, I guess I'll check it out after the podcast and maybe report on it next week.
I was kind of glad to see, like, Noah Emmerich in the trailer, though, as, like, the evil Army Air Force guy. He's always great. You probably most recently saw him as the scientist in Walking Dead.
We sure did.
And Kyle Chandler seems kind of like a dick, too, in this movie. It's like, stop hanging out with those nerds who are making movies. It's not for the football team.
Yeah, he's reprising his role from Friday Night... worried father.
Yeah.
And like every scene he's worried. Like something's going on. It's like, and he has, you know, this semi-southern accent or whatever the hell, how he speaks.
He's this newspaper that's going to tell him what's going to happen the next day.
I know. That's the only role where he wasn't completely typecast. Nowadays it's like, oh, we need a worried father.
Yeah, so... we're definitely not excited as other sites about Super 8, but I'm probably still going to see it when it comes out. You know, I think it's like crammed right between like Green Lantern and Thor or something, or like some. It's like it's crammed between two huge movies. So
yeah, I don't think it's going to be this like box office juggernaut that all these fucking fans online like seem to think it's going to be.
This is the savior of original ideas, like Inception.
But it's not. At least Inception was original. This is like J.J. Abrams was, you know, spanking it to E.T. and was like, I've got an idea. I've got a really cool idea. It's like, oh, wow, that's pretty awesome, I suppose. It's like, really, Alien in a Small Town movie. No one's ever done that before.
Like Alien born in a small town.
Yeah. Like, oh, Cloverfield, what an original idea. No giant monster has ever attacked a major city before. That hasn't been happening since the 50s.
But you're J.J. Abrams, Godzilla.
Basically.
But you're here.
He's like, oh, it's time that we had an iconic American monster.
Yeah. We had King Kong.
Shut the fuck up, stupid. Yeah. Seriously. That's like one of the first things one of the talkbackers on Ain't It Cool News said. They're like, did he see King Kong?
Godzilla fought King Kong in like the greatest like America versus Japan thing in the 50s. But of course, I think it was a draw or something, right?
Yeah, whatever.
So, another trailer came out, but it might be one of the worst trailers I've ever seen, but it was the Conan Barbarian teaser trailer.
That was a trailer?
I thought it was just like a gif of like smoke or something.
Wait, the motion poster?
No, it was actually like a teaser trailer in quotes, but it was just like, it's like billowing smoke, and then you see like brief glimpses of things in the smoke.
Oh, so like the original Dark Knight teaser.
Kind of, but like much, much worse.
Worse.
And then like at the end of it, you actually hear like Conan go like, "I live, I love, I slay."
Maybe like I am a barbarian. Like no shit.
And I am content.
CK1 jeans for men.
Hey, I'm just waiting for the sequel, Conan the Librarian.
Yes.
Yes.
And Gandhi, too.
Don't you know the Dewey Decimal System?
Yeah. I don't, Are you guys excited for a new Conan movie?
Really? That's
not in the least.
Didn't Kevin Sorbo do one?
He was Kull. Wasn't he Kull or Krull or something?
Krull the Conqueror. It was the same.
The Conqueror, yeah.
He didn't bring back.
I think it was a prequel to Conan.
You need to bring back Beastmaster.
Yes, bring back Beastmaster. Yeah, I guess I think they're trying to be closer to the original stories or something, but I don't know. We need to wait for an actual full trailer to see what's going on with this thing. The motion poster was cool though.
It didn't speak to me.
Which is like him on its pile of skulls. So that's it for trailers this week. So why don't we get into other news? And we learned last week that Sylvester Stallone is not going to be writing or directing Expendables 2.
Oh!
Just going to be starring
in it.
So I guess he's helping with the hunt for the director, though.
Oh, God.
Now they can throw in a rest of... Yeah, you know, Mickey Rourke can play the wrestler again, and cast Natalie Portman, and...
She's like the special commander that replaces Jet Li.
Yeah. And there's an ass-to-ass scene. And there we go. We'll be done.
There are only two logical choices for me. The first is John Woo. The second is Uwe Boll.
Oh, God.
That's right. I said it. Just so because of their...
Not Michael Bay?
Crazy enough. Michael Bay had his chance. And then he made Transformers 1 and 2. So, I don't know. We're not on speaking terms. I'll put it to you like this. I'd rather see Bad Boys 3 than Michael Bay's Expendables.
What about, Luc Besson or Pierre Morel?
Actually, Pierre Morel would be pretty kick-ass, but I think he's a little too cerebral of a director.
As long as he's in, Taken mode and not From Paris with Love mode.
Oh, God. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that, I feel like his style works better for, a one-man ass-kicking spy type thing. Because I feel like if you try to do that with the Expendables, you're going to have a real shit fest on your hands. But, I wouldn't be object to that. I think he would do a good job, actually. I was even thinking it wouldn't be... I mean, it would never happen because of the project he has on his hands. But I wouldn't even mind seeing what Zack Snyder could do with it, you know? I mean, I'm not a super fan of his work or whatever, but, I think he would make sense. But obviously, he's not going to not do Superman to do Expendables, too.
I don't know if I want to see, the Expendables, speed ramping and stuff, either. Slow motion Expendables.
Come on, that would be awesome.
Just it's the one
Cruise flexing his pecs. Slow motion. Boom, 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 boom.
Man, I wonder what would even be the story of Expendables 2? Because they already blew up that entire island.
I've got a crazy idea. I think Techno Stone Cold Steve Austin will come back.
They're developing Terminators. It's like Universal Soldier.
Oh, that would be fucking badass.
Stone Cold's a Universal Soldier.
That would be absolutely insane. What they should do is just mix Universal Soldier, Terminator, and I don't even know. Fuck it, Ghost of Mars. Whatever. Let's just throw everything in the mix.
Every cyborg.
Just make the ultimate action mashup movie.
Mm-hmm.
And let's throw in a Predator for good measure. Why not?
Alien versus
Actually, that would be a sick movie. I mean, think about it. If the Predator's goal is to hunt the Earth's champion, wouldn't you kind of want to hunt the Expendables team?
That's pretty much the original Predator, though.
Well, yeah. So there you go. Two birds with one stone.
Why didn't they try to do that in Predators?
We don't talk about Predators, Chris. That movie didn't come out.
Alright.
Well, Arnold has been talking about, remaking Predator and, Running Man and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, the big rumor would be, the dude. So he'd be, I guess I could see. But, I think the Predator movie is a little more intriguing to me, because I would have to assume that it wouldn't be a remake. I would have to assume that it would be like retired Dutch is like, oh, it sure is nice not being hunted anymore. Then the Predator's like, guess what, Snitch? I'm back.
I've kidnapped your daughter.
Oh, here we go again. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Jenny, no!
Mash up Predator and Commando. Just knock out two sequels at the same time.
We John should start Matrix. The unit again, John.
Yeah.
John Matrix Dutch.
Dylan.
In all seriousness, what was I gonna say? It'd be like he'd like be in like one of those veterans hospitals, like he's gone crazy, like nobody believes him.
Yeah.
And like he starts seeing the Predator around, and it's like, and takes Predator 2 and pretends it never happens, and
yes,
goes with it. Do it.
I think it's a Total Recall.
Whatever. Funny, because we were just talking about Commando, like, just take that setting where it's like he's sort of like removed himself because of like the events that happened, like whatever, maybe he's finished out his career, like was decorated, all this stuff, but maybe he's just like living in isolation, like, you know, in like the Canadian like woods or something, you know, just like as far off the grid as you could possibly get,
like Shooter
whatever. Okay, yes. Yeah, sure, I guess like Shooter. You know what I mean? Just, like, take it out of the jungle, but, like, leave it in, like, the wild. You know what I mean? Like, one of those settings. Like, don't put it in the fucking city. Like, that doesn't work, as we saw.
Put in, like, the mountains.
Yeah, something like that, where it's just, you know, what works. Arnold versus Predator.
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of cool.
We, like, copyright that idea.
I think so. Chris, let's start, like, let's all just start writing it.
Start drafting up Arnold Schwarzenegger enjoying chopping down trees, and then just like Predator appears.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he gets naked.
The Predator.
He's just like sitting on his porch drinking sweet tea. God, so cool. Lands. Fuck.
What is this called, Girl Predator. George?
Ice Age.
Yeah. Get these people air.
Yes.
Oh man, we are doing that. Watch out, Hollywood.
Yeah, here we come.
So, last bit of news. We have a bunch of Nickelodeon news last week. Which, I don't know.
We did.
I don't know if this is like 1995 or something, but... next year, Nickelodeon is actually starting up a brand new Ninja Turtles cartoon. They actually had like a couple images in the trailer. A really brief, like, 30-second trailer up for it. So, any thoughts on that? If you guys saw any of that stuff?
Wait, what? Could you repeat that?
Sorry.
Nickelodeon is, next year they're having a new Ninja Turtles show. Because they bought the rights for, like, $60 million a couple years ago.
Yeah, I heard.
So.
There sure is. A teaser, technically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I'm sort of excited. I mean, I like TMNT. I like that. I like the movie that came out a few years back. That's CGI. I know that's not the direction they're going.
It's the new show. It sort of looks like it's maybe like CG, but like more cartoony. So maybe like that TMNT, but like more cartoony.
Mm. Yeah, it's a more stylized. It almost looks like cel shaded a little bit.
Yeah.
Listen, I will always be fucking turtle fan until the day I die, so you know what, I say bring it on, keep the spirit alive. I'm kind of disappointed though, because I thought that they were doing a live action reboot.
Yeah, I know,
like, so like I don't know if that's just
I think Platinum Dunes is still doing it.
That would be most good. I kind of hope that that's still on the table, and I really want Nicolas Cage to play Master Shredder
in like his Fu Manchu costume.
Him in that
Grindhouse.
Who are these turtles? Bring them to me.
I made it funny.
It's time for these turtles to get Bangkok dangerous.
I won't take Shredder's face off.
Oh, like in Face Off?
Yes. And they need to bring back Corey Feldman as Donatello.
Nice. Yes, damn it, yes.
Got it. I actually just watched like the Sliders episode that Corey Feldman on it.
Which you can see a review of on everythingaction.com.
Yes. Also one of the first appearances of Julie Benz.
Oh, yeah.
So, other Nick news, they're actually going to start rebroadcasting a bunch of their old 90s favorites on, like, they're going to have a block of, a chunk of Teen Nick, like, midnight to 2 a.m., they're going to show, like, a bunch of their old shows. So they said, like, Rugrats, Clarissa Explains It All That, Keenan and Kel, The Amanda Show, Pete and Pete.
Oh. And throw and Salute Your Shorts, and I'm going to have a fucking Woody on deck.
That was one of the, that was, like, the, one of the major, like,
disappointments.
Exclusions?
For not...
Yeah, exclusions.
Oh, man.
That and, like, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah, what the shit? How can you not show that?
Lame.
Like, no offense, but I'd take that over Clarissa Explains It All.
Yeah, I don't...
They should have cut...
I don't understand, like, why Rugrats is on there.
Yeah, well, Rugrats...
The first season of Rugrats is pretty weird compared to, like, the more modern ones, but, like...
They're streaming on Netflix, like, all the seasons now. Mm-hmm.
They sure are, and they're painful to watch. Like, it does not hold up. It's definitely one of those shows that you got to leave in your childhood, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I could still watch episodes of, like, you know, The New Adventures of Batman and Superman and be like, whoa, this is pretty well done. I go back and watch Rugrats, I'm like, I watched this? What the fuck?
How are my eyes not bleeding?
I know, just hearing Phil and Lil talk, I wanted to fucking swallow a razor blade. I was painful.
It's painful.
Yeah, but I definitely be down to check out some Keenan and Kel again or All That. All That was like,
yeah.
Whenever I went to my grandma's house and like slept over like a Saturday night, it was all SNCC all the time.
No, because
we didn't have cable when I was growing up, so.
Block nostalgia boner.
Mm-hmm.
What it is.
More or less, yes.
So I'm not sure when that's going to start up, but...
They say it's going to start at midnight. It's going to be...
Well, I don't know, like, a date. Because they didn't really say, like, a date it's going to start, but...
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm talking about the times. Like, I just think it's going to be, like, they're trying to semi-compete with Adult Swim.
Yeah.
Admit it. And they might get some people, but,
mm-hmm.
I think Adult Swim should snatch up Are You Afraid of the Dark? Well, that'd be amazing.
There was that, like... weird, like, 2 month period where they're just, like, broadcasting Saved by the Bell all night.
Yeah, I know. What the hell is that about?
That's so crazy. And they had, like, those awesome
promos. I woke up one night and didn't realize that they were showing it, and I thought I was dreaming. Like, I really did. I was like, what the fuck? Why is this on?
You took too many caffeine pills?
I guess. I sure did. I sure did.
They had like the most awesome promos for that. It was just like they slowed it down and just had like crazy filters over it.
I'm so excited.
Then like that one guy like wrote in and was like, why don't you just call yourselves crappy 80s live action television network? It's like did.
They should bring back because Viacom or whatever owns Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Put that on Adult Swim.
Yeah. Well, there's already like an hour and a half of it on TBS every morning.
Yeah.
Good times.
Moving on.
Yeah, so moving on to New Year's Roundup for the week. There's actually some crazy stuff coming out. But so kicking off, we have The Fighter is on DVD this week. DVD and Blu-ray. Oscar winning.
Wonderful movie. I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah, definitely. I got to show that on top of my queue. And then another Oscar-nominated movie, but for, like, I think one category only, Hereafter. Nominated for special effects.
Woof.
Snubbed.
Didn't Alice in Wonderland win or something?
Yeah.
I think it did, yeah.
I think so. Oh, actually, no. Might have been Inception.
Was Inception? I think it was Inception.
Yeah.
But yeah, Clint Eastwood's crazy afterlife crossing over with John Edwards movie, where John Edwards is played by Matt Damon.
I don't know about you, but if Matt Damon walked up and was like, "You're in danger," and just like, "Get away from me, Matt Damon," like, he is not the right person for him to approach me and tell me something bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice try, Jason Bourne.
A giant wave's gonna kill me. What?
I just talked to your grandma. She wants to warn you about something. I just talked to a female relative with the first name A. Starts with an A. A or E. Is there a black guy in the audience? Is there a black guy? I'm a black guy.
Wow.
So that's out. And then also, completely forgotten movie, The Switch. That was out for like 2 weeks in the fall. Or was it? I don't know when that came out, but...
Poor Jason Bateman can't catch a break.
I know. Hopefully Paul will be good for him. Because it looks like he's going to be like a badass FBI agent in that movie.
I've heard good things.
We have to see it when I'm up in Vermont.
Hell yes. Starts Friday.
Yeah, so Switch is out. No one cares. Also, is another Oscar-nominated documentary, Wasteland. I believe it's about our like ever-growing trash problem.
So it's a documentary about New Jersey.
Pretty much.
Hey.
Careful, Brian.
You're on thin ice, sir.
I can resist.
So, also this week is Battle of Los Angeles, which, if you can't guess, that's an Asylum movie.
Oh, I thought it was
a Rage Against the Machine scene.
I was just going to say that. Like, they're reissuing that? That doesn't sound like a movie.
I think Screen.com made that joke.
Nice.
They should have had Aaron Eckhart go, "Lights out, Gorilla Radio," during the movie.
Actually, awesome. More like Mark Dacascos if it's an Asylum movie.
Actually, know who's in this movie? Kel Mitchell.
Oh, God. Really?
Yep. And Nia Peoples.
Wait, but like the?
Yes, the Kel Mitchell.
Of Kenan and Kel fame?
Yes.
Good God.
He's got to do something.
You hear that? He's not dead. For all these years, why does that rumor come up like once a year?
Kel died.
I thought he became. No, I thought he became Cisco. Like, I seriously thought he became Cisco. And we're like,
wait, dude, wasn't Cisco in the Golden Lords? No?
No.
No one has seen Meteor Man?
Damn.
No.
Oh, okay.
Joe, killer of jokes.
No, I remember Meteor Man. That was like every famous Viking movie.
Yeah. Basically.
Let me see your orange soda.
So speaking of sci-fi movies, also on DVD this week is Sharktopus.
Well.
With a tour de force performance by Eric Roberts.
Of Eric Roberts fame.
Of Eric Roberts fame.
Of the Roberts clan.
Mm-hmm.
He probably, his tagline should be "Not Julia." He was nominated for an Academy Award. Did you know that?
For what?
Runaway Train.
Julia
Roberts' brother.
Yep.
Was that like
back in 86?
Was that like the John Voight like disaster movie?
Yes, it was.
He got nominated. Oh my god! Like what? Best Supporting
Academy
Actor
Award.
Or something?
Yeah, supporting actor.
Wow. I keep seeing that like pop up on Netflix. Like if you like Unstoppable, you might or like some other like. You might like Runaway
Train. Movie.
If you like train movies.
If you like movies featuring trains and trainly things.
You like
check out Thomas the Tank Engine.
We see you're a fan of vehicle based disaster films.
Check out Transformers.
Let's see. What else is out
disaster.
This week? Also this week is you can get all three Rugrats movies, speaking of we were talking about earlier, on DVD.
So just buy it. Set. Buy it, keep the first, and throw out the rest.
Wait, I heard they go to Japan in one of them.
Those,
sure do.
Yeah,
Well, that's one.
Was the first one where they go to Paris, right? Or I don't know.
Paris.
First one was Paris.
Well, there's Rugrats. Rugrats Go Wild, and Rugrats in Paris. I think those are the three.
Yeah. Wasn't Rugrats Go Wild where it was crossover with the Wild Thornberries?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, that happened.
With Bruce Willis as the voice of Spike.
Wow. So on Blu-ray this week, we have Anchorman, which I think was previously just a Best Buy exclusive on Blu-ray. But now everyone can get it.
Hiya.
And also on Blu-ray, BMX Bandits, starring Nicole Kidman.
Oh, what? My God. I like the sound of that already. You had me at Nicole Kidman.
So this is I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the movie Rad. The BMX, extreme 80s movie. This is like that.
Sounds familiar.
Why is Nicole Kidman in it?
I don't know.
Why not?
It was
it's 1983.
It was one of her first movies ever.
Oh, okay. That was one of those directed
movies. You actually look it up on Wikipedia. The theater release poster looks like a freaking cover to an NES game. I dare you.
Skate or die.
Just like it. For a minute, I thought it was some kind of Torque-like movie. I was like, boy, Nicole Kidman's really fell.
She just nominated for an Oscar. Now she's in BMX Bandits. Yeah, I've always wanted to see Rad all the way through. I've only seen parts of it on YouTube, but then we just looks like hilariously bad 80s.
Yeah, I know. That should be on Netflix Instant Stream or something. It should be on that.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think it's on DVD though.
Oh God.
Anyway, that's it for News Roundup, so we're going to get into our special feature for the week, which, I don't know if you guys noticed, but there's a bunch of, alien invasion movies coming out. We got Super 8 coming out this summer, Bella LA last weekend, Paul this weekend, Skyline last fall, so aliens popping up all over the place, so I thought we could talk about some of our favorite, alien invasion movies.
We sure can.
So
not War of the Worlds.
Which one? Spielberg
Tom
one?
Cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an invasion. That's a classic invasion.
Yeah, but the remake was not.
It's okay. The end is horrible.
Yeah, it got really cheesy.
Where his son walks over that hill and the entire freaking other side of the hill explodes in flames, and then somehow he makes it to Boston ahead of them, safe and sound. The entire family is still safe in Boston too. Their house,
literally alien.
Their house does not have a mark on it.
I know, that's dumb.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
Well, I think it's Independence Day, the grand poobah of all alien invasion movies.
Fun, yes, awesome.
That's pretty much a defining moment in that movie.
Welcome to Earth.
Summer blockbuster of 93?
I think it was
97.
It's 94.
94? That was 97 or something. Or am I thinking of Godzilla?
You're thinking of Godzilla,
okay. Sadly. Another role.
That was a summer Doritos.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell and Doritos.
Mm. Oh, 96. Wow.
Okay. I was close.
Well,
Independence Day, just so much good stuff in that movie.
When Will Smith ruled that holiday.
Yep. The Willennium, as we called it.
No. It wasn't the Willennium. What the hell did we call it?
I think he called it Big Willy Weekend.
Yep.
Every 4th of July was Big Willy Weekend.
Do I remember if you went to see, the first opening week, you got a coin or something?
They might have done something like that.
So, yeah, it was like promotional shit. Do they still do that in movies now? Like, if you go during the first week, they give you, like, the movie theaters give you free, like, crap?
Not really.
Depends on what movie theater you go to.
They don't do that. I know. Because I remember, like, I saw The Phantom in theaters, of, like, in 96, and they gave me, like, a ring.
They gave me Billy Zane. Now he's my butler.
And, like, I think ID4, like, when you went there, they gave you, like, a really crappy coin. They're like, it just said, like, ID4 on it.
Like one of those, like, Star Wars coins you got with figures or something?
Yeah.
Or worse than that.
That's why I think, like, that's what I remember about ID4. Not like that. Not like the really weird presidential speech or the fact that, like, the first lady gets left behind to get, like, annihilated in, like, that fucking blast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Or that or Data from Star Trek gets raped in, like, that chamber.
Or, like, a MacBook saves the entire world.
And that Jeff Goldblum sat there and created a virus gift to upload to the aliens.
Yep. Thank God, like, Macs were really able to interface with the alien hardware. It's the power of the Apple right there. Imagine if you had, like, an iPad.
Man. Yeah, like, he didn't have to, like, leave his roof he was on in the beginning.
He just, like pointed at the sky and, like, destroyed the spaceship. It's like an alien-destroying app.
I was just looking at our clip from Pick Magazine for the Kick-Ass Movie podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And what we said about Independence Day, you couldn't create a more perfect summer movie in a lab. It started the wonderful era known as the Millennium, when every year we Big Willy Day, and knew.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we said.
Yes.
And it's a class. I mean, when you really look to the movies during the summer and, you know, just the big old morning on a warm summer night.
Effects still hold up, too.
You still got some great summer movies, but when you're a kid, nothing better.
Mm-hmm. So, let's see, what else did I write down? I wrote a bunch. Well, next one on my list is Dreamcatcher, which I mentioned a couple weeks ago.
Oh, God.
Next.
I think we need to watch it when I come up, because you guys need to see that.
If you want. Like, I just totally forgot Timothy Oliphant was in it, and then as soon as he was, I remember he was in it.
And Tom Chain.
Well,
and
Tom Lee. Yeah. And Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman acting the insane.
Fucking eyebrows.
Yeah.
They gave him prosthetic eyebrows. That was like their first mistake. I was like, why?
We gotta deal with these goddamn shit weasels.
Fucking shit weasels.
Mm-hmm. They screwed up your ass.
Gary Busey would say.
The shit weasels got me. Ah! Ripping out my endocrine system. And, I don't know, I really enjoy this movie, but I don't know if you guys do, Evolution. Have you guys seen that one?
I like it.
No, but I heard it's decent.
But I heard it's a movie.
I think people...
Like, it's a funny movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same writers who did Ghostbusters, so...
Yeah, it's Ivan Reitman directing it, and I think everyone was like, if it's not Ghostbusters 3, fuck it. But yeah, it's like David Duchovny is like, I think this, I don't know if this is like, I think it was post X-Files, but post X-Files pre-Californication.
I think he like left, didn't he leave X-Files to do his film career?
I think so, yeah.
And he did this movie and it's like, oh.
He got Caruso'd.
Wasn't a good decision.
And, Orlando Jones.
Yeah, it wasn't like selling me Sprite or 7-Up. He was doing this.
Yeah. He was the best part of that movie. Great Googa Mooga! And it's like the weirdest, like, one of the weirdest product placements ever for, like, I think it was like Head and Shoulders. Which was like.
No, I think it's Sensen.
They forgot that, like, Head and Shoulders was like. It had, like, selenium in it or something, so it would kill the aliens. So they filled, like, a fire truck full of Head and Shoulders and, like, started. Pumping into the alien, like this giant alien creature. So yeah,
it also spawned like a really shitty cartoon show.
Oh my god, yeah. Like even worse than like the Godzilla, like the Godzilla animated series.
Yeah, at least like that had like a big concept of like a Godzilla, but the animated series was like some weird version of Ghostbusters that didn't quite make any sense.
Yeah, like that, like the weird like the dog thing in the movie.
The dog
like
yelling pet. Blob.
Yeah. They didn't have Ecto Blaster like or Ghostbuster wands. They had like slime shooters or something weird.
They had Head and Shoulders the gun.
Yeah, Head and Shoulder guns, yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably never gonna see Evolution because Julianne Moore's in it.
Aww.
She's actually not yeah, bad at it.
I avoid her like the plague. That's what I thought when I was like, oh, I'm gonna see Eagle Eye. And then it's like, fuck me, this movie stinks.
Mm-hmm.
That's your Brian's little thumb.
It's got Gregory Itzen in it too. As a huge douchebag.
Tempting.
And Sarah Silverman is in it for a little bit.
Definite pass. I fucking hate Sarah Silverman.
She's like, vagina, I have one! And that's it. Am I sexy or am I a douche? I'm a douche.
Okay, moving on. Show?
I don't understand it.
I don't know, people loved
what's
it.
Next?
Why don't we run another underrated one? Mars Attacks, which... that's like one of my, like, I will defend that movie to death.
It has its moments.
I need to get the movie.
I didn't really appreciate the movie because I was a Michael J. Fox fan. So when he dies in like the first 20 minutes, I was like, okay. It's like the movie started like getting lower and lower in my opinion. But now like I like it. Not because I hate Michael J. Fox. It's because like I appreciate all the weird humor about it.
The movie would be like a crazy Leonard Maltin question. Because like the bottom name would be like Michael J. Fox or something, or like some like huge name. Or probably Jack Black would probably be like the lowest one on the.
Yeah. Jack, I totally forgot he was in it until like years later. I was like, this is that dude who died in Mars Attack.
Mm-hmm.
I did like how they put Sarah Jessica Parker like head on a chihuahua.
Yeah.
That part was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And Pierce Brosnan's head was like just like, floating there.
Yeah.
Don't run. We are your friends. I just love like the whole montage where they're like destroying Easter Island, like bowling through Easter Island and like blowing up the Taj Mahal and like recovering Mount Rushmore and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Nicholson as the president is awesome too.
I liked him better as the Texas dude.
The slimy like Vegas realtor guy.
Who just like wanted to like after the world was like being raped, he just wanted to like make new real estate places.
Where he was like building like pretty much Stratosphere Tower. They actually used like real footage of the demolition of Stratosphere Tower for that movie. Yeah, so that one's great. And then I'll sort down Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yes. What a great movie. A rare Christopher Titus cameo as well. Good times.
Like the cotton candy. Then they had like the cotton candy gun and like.
I'm sorry. That's one of the best like drunk group movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Because like at least most of the people won't know what the fuck you're talking about. Then you're like, oh, you mean you've never heard of Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
Let me just pop that into Netflix.
Yeah, also one of the best, like, movie anthems of all time, Killer Clowns, parentheses, from Outer Space, by the Dickies. Awesome band, awesome song.
And, like, their spaceship was a big, like, a tent.
Giant big top.
Yep.
That just lands in the woods. And the cops are like, zoinks, what is it?
And it's like, cocoon people in cotton candy, like, were they going to eat them later, or just, like, I don't know, they're... What was their grand scheme?
Yeah. Oh god!
Just like abducting people, or like
I
know there's like hilariously killing people with like mallets and stuff, and like punching bag, like giant boxing gloves.
Yeah, they're basically just like they use them as like power. I'm like converting them to cotton candy, like is like fuel for them. Street is Super 8 is just a killer clown from outer space.
That's gonna be the big twist.
Yeah, that panned out. We're on to you, Gene.
Like the alien turns out to be like a, this like clown.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
And like just like wraps all the kids in cotton candy at the end of it. End credits.
That's why they're using flamethrowers in the preview.
Yes. The clown's natural enemy, fire.
Yeah, and it burns the fuck out of cotton candy.
So then I wrote down all the Invasion of the Body Snatchers remakes. And
all 62 of them.
Well, you got the original. You've got like the 80s one with Donald Sutherland. And you have like the latest one that was like, was it Nicole Kidman and Daniel Craig?
Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that one. That was a mistake.
Well, it was like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Pod People, and then just the Invasion.
Like, did you guys see Invasion?
No.
No.
Okay, it's so pro, like, divorce. Because Nicole Kidman's mom, her husband. Like, it's like they so it's like her and, like, this her kid. And, like, they're both. And the movie's, like, infected by this. And, like, she's fighting off, like, sleeping. Because when you sleep, that's when, like, the alien, like, activates within you. I don't really quite explain it.
Yeah, I never really understood, like, how it worked. Because
you had to be asleep, and then your brainwaves are different, so your alien takes over your body. Like, that kind of makes sense in a weird, like, Inception kind of way, you know? Like, just,
You had, like, the pod next to you, then, like, when they opened the pod, you would, like, find, like, a copy of you, but then, like, where would your body go after you sleep?
I think you sleep. In the original one,
you just, like, drag you off.
Yeah, like, the original one made more sense. You just, like, you fell asleep where you were, so you're a pod, it's a pod version of you.
Yeah.
A germ or something. It's some sort of bacteria. All right, okay, that's different, I guess, but, like, in this movie, she comes to, like, realize, like, fuck it, like, I'm fine for my. She kills a couple people. Like, she's not merciful. She's kind of like, she's trying to survive, but like, against her ex-husband, and no mercy. Just like, fuck you, I always wanted a divorce. Like, Jesus Christ. It was like the wrong message, and that's why I think it did terrible.
Thank God I have an excuse now.
Yeah, she was like, oh, well, I always hated your mother, and it was like, what? Like, bad for this dude, because it's not his fault. He's a pod person, and it's like, they made him seem so evil. And then, for like 10 minutes, he's just like, hey, I'm going to help you stay up all night. And then he becomes a pod person, and Nicole Kidman shoots him in the foot.
Jeez.
Not one of the best movies, I imagine.
No. I'd say probably stick with the original.
Yeah, stick with it.
Or downside of the one, which is, I think is pretty good too. And I also wrote down a more recent Alien Invasion classic, District 9.
Yes. So good.
Academy Award nominated District 9. Introduced us to Charlotte Copley.
What the fuck? You're fucking prawns?
I like the twist in the movie. I really thought it was all about, like, these aliens talking to humans, but then, like, when they got more deeper and it was like watching that, you know, the dude become, like, one of the aliens, like, that was a switcher.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really a documentary movie, but it was different. I really, like, that was into it.
Just turned, like, a insane action movie at the end of it.
Yeah, I was like, well, I did not expect that at all.
Oh, man, I love the lightning gun. We're just like shoot people, and there's, like, poof into, like, a cloud of blood.
I like the gravity gun, though.
Mm-hmm. And the mech suit.
Yeah.
Oh man, that scene where he has like he's like trying to like cut off his fingers. Oh man. So crazy.
See, it was like I'm not they really it was weird marketing for District 9 cuz it was like it was based on this like short film or short series of like experimental films.
Then
it was like this like very big like then the trailers came out like oh, do you like are you an alien hater? It's like Duke District 9 like I guess. Like,
if you see any aliens report them to the MNU.
Like and then like the movie's completely different from the trailer. I was like, okay, like it was kind of like a documentary style. Then it
in the beginning,
like a movie.
Yeah, sounds great. And Day the Earth Stood Still, a couple versions of that one. The new one is horrible. Keanu Reeves, even though like it perfectly plays off his like wooden acting style. You actually believe
good choice for him.
You actually believe he's like an emotionless alien.
Yeah. But
there's like, I don't know if you guys have seen. Have you guys watched the new one?
No.
Okay.
Not paid me.
There's like one of the most blatant product placement scenes ever. Where like they go to meet like this other alien at McDonald's, and like they order like they're like showing like what they ate and stuff. And the guy's like, know what one good thing about the humans that I enjoy? McDonald's.
Hey, what movie is this?
Day the Earth Stood Still, the new one.
It's not as bad as the scene from Mac and Me.
Oh my god,
a dance number takes place in...
McDonald's. McDLT.
Is that the one that stays cool, then... Stay hot.
Yeah, the hot stays hot and the cool stays cool.
Yep, that's it.
Just ask Jason Alexander.
It's giant styrofoam container. Yeah, but
everyone's finished.
The original Day the Earth still is like a sci-fi classic though, so with Gort, the giant robot.
Yes.
Klaatu, Barada, Nikto. And I also wrote down Transformers because they're aliens.
Technically.
Yeah.
I don't know, but the third one might mix it up.
Yeah,
you know,
the third one
like, we're always here and stuff.
Well, the third one looks like full scale like alien invasion because the Decepticons are like attacking Earth with giant ships and dragons. But yeah, first one is good. Second one is just like a mess. Like Michael,
there's like no structure in that movie.
Like Michael Bay should never like full like when he's given like just like full like run of like do whatever the hell he wants. It's just like he goes way too long and like way too much crap in it. Like Bad Boys 2.
Yeah, he kind of like sucks the life out of the movie.
They need like yeah, they should restrain him a little bit.
Yeah, he needs a leash.
Hopefully Spielberg was there, like, reel him in a little bit, like the first one. Even though he's also apologized for the second one, too, so. Like, he's been going over basically, like, oh, yeah, Revenge of the Fallen was crap.
Yeah, but it's easy to do that in hindsight, like with, like Shia LaBeouf did with, you know,
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull and Transformers.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, we made a boatload of money. Yeah, it sucked. It really sucked.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's easy to do that.
I can do
like,
that again.
It's like, we all could do that for every movie set. Yeah, that one sucked, but, you know, next one's going to be a lot better.
So, that's all I got left for my list. Do you guys have any other ones you wanted to talk about?
Men in Black.
Oh, yeah, Men in Black. How did I forget that one?
Yeah.
Black that's suits great. Coming. Nod your head.
Again, it was the summer of Wallonium, so.
Excuse me.
Yeah, sorry.
Excuse me, Will.
Long. Every summer, it was just like something he did. either punch aliens or he flew a ship into them or
fought a giant spider.
Tried to make out with one.
And he always had a song.
Here come Men in Black.
So I didn't really follow the original Men in Black like thing. I don't know what it was based off of. It was just like
it's based on a comic. But it was like a one issue comic.
I mean, it's a funny movie.
That Charlie Sheen had.
Like, I really like the series Men in Black. I think it was like that perfect length because they did the movie, a cartoon, wait for the cartoon to die.
Then did another movie. Now they're doing a third movie. Yeah.
That's good. I actually like the idea of like the concept where like they did a time travel, which is, you know, kind of cliche as a third movie thing. You know, unless they go to space, that like the more even cliche thing for a treacle to do. But I like the idea that there's a younger version of Tom Lee. Josh Brolin?
Yeah.
He looks like a really good version of Tommy Jones, like a younger one, so.
Mm-hmm.
That was a cool concept on paper. Like, I did read that, like, that what-if synopsis, and I really hope that goes through. But, you know, it's the same thing, and I'm fine with it, you know? It's a funny movie, but if they make it into, like, a live-action TV show, I might watch it. You know?
I read they were going into production with, like, half a script.
Yeah.
So
we'll build it as we make it. Like
It's like people are yelling out like random times they should go to. They should go to Feudal Japan. They should go to medieval times.
They should go to Tron. It's like what?
By Tron I mean future.
Like the 60s future of 60s. Computers.
Yeah. They should go to alternate places. You guys remember that show Sliders? So, any other ones, guys?
No, that I'm tapped out.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
Wait, unknown? No, knowing?
Oh, please.
Oh, my
God.
Gosh.
No.
Alien invasion?
No. We're not opening that up.
Okay.
Put the bunny back in the box.
Appropriate.
All right, so that's probably going to do it for alien invasion movies. If we missed any, send us an email, which you can do at contacteverythingaction.com.
Ding.
And if you want more from us, you can go to www.everythingaction.com. We got a bunch of articles up. Chris, I was actually, like, stunned when I went to Every Action last week and saw that Chris has wrote an article.
I'm confident when it's, like, really, when I'm really tired, not really knowing what's going on at the time of the day. I can write articles.
The Chris contingency has returned.
You can hear Chris's, like, ranting about the lessons that kids' movies taught kids that weren't intended or... Like, what was it, bad lessons that they taught kids, Chris, or?
Like the hard truths that, like, they didn't realize that they're teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, like, again, like, you gotta look past some kids' movies and really, besides that goody two-shoe morals that, like, there's some underlining evils to some of these movies.
Yes. So we got that, we got, hopefully more reviews coming up soon, We're right in the stride of season 3 of Sliders. It's going downhill, but I'm going to stick with it.
Just wait. Can't wait to get to the Exodus. The Bated Breath.
Yeah. Where they introduce, I can't remember who. From the
Who, the evil guy?
Yeah, it's from the Who. I can't remember.
Roger Daltrey.
Yeah, Roger Daltrey was the bad guy. Oh, man. They turned to a cat. I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, we'll get
there. You know, that it was time to go.
Yep. So, we got that. We got a bunch of other features going up every day, so check it out. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/EVAction. Joe does that. Retweets a bunch of news stories. Live tweets a bunch of movies he's watching. Commentary.
It's I have my mom.
Yep, it's good stuff. So, And you can find us on Facebook by going to facebook.com, searching for Everything Action. You can join our group, which you can see the news stories as they go up. You can comment in those. Leave us news, like, post links to the news stories that we should check out. Chat with us if we're on, stuff like that. So definitely go to facebook.com, search for Everything Action. And you can also find us on iTunes by going to the iTunes Music Store, searching for Everything Action. You can subscribe to the podcast. You can rate us, leave comments. Also, there's our app, which you can download for your iPhone or iPod Touch. And you can it's free. You get to the last 20 news stories from the site and also listen to the podcast in there. So definitely check that out. And I think that's it. So for Chris and Brian and Joe, I am Zach, and we will see you next week.